Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'd hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge. That's why I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program here, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is Weekly Challenge number 196, and the topic is I Saw It Move. The music you're hearing in the background is by Guy David, and you can find more by him at GuyDavid.com. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of I Saw It Move, so let's go ahead and hear them. First up is Jay Radimus. We don't know where Jay Radimus is from, and we don't know where he's going, but he saw it move and had to tell us the tale, the horrible, sordid tale. Buckle up. Let's begin.
Hello, this is Jay Radimus for this week's 100 Word Story Weekly Challenge number 195 for the topic of I Saw It Move. My story is entitled Unexpected Diversion.
My name is
Details Redacted
by USA. 6 years ago, halfway through a White House tour, I really needed to take a leak, so I snuck off to find a toilet. On my way back, there was a man ahead of me, turning a corner. When I got there, it looked like a dead end, but I saw a panel closing and a glimpse of a room behind it. There were leprechauns on computers. Another man saw me and the look on my face, and it all hit the fan. Before we knew, we were in
Details Redacted,
Shire, England.
Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Jay Radimus. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic for next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them flowers. Follow them home at night. If you hear cats screeching in the background, yep, Mist and Bruin are wrestling. They love each other so. What are you two doing back there? Ugh, kittens. Well, let's see who goes next. It's Zachman. Well, this is going to be exciting.
This is Zachman. This happened to me when I lived in the United States before we moved to California and worked in Fargo. No, I don't think I ever met TJ. Soon after, I purchased a brand new 8-year-old Mercury Sable wagon. One of my coworkers asked, "You're not in your car?" I just saw it move. I go outside, my boss telling me that my car just rolled into a lawyer's car. I must have parked on the only incline in Fargo. So glad it was his winter beater, and my insurance paid for his repairs. Always set parking brake.
Oh, man. That happened to you, too? Oh, the day after I got my driver's license in Ohio, I went to the insurance agent to sign something. I don't know why I went alone, because I wouldn't have had insurance. So I was sent there, had to sign something, and I didn't set the brake, and I left it in neutral. And sure enough, it rolled back into the street. And this is as I'm signing the insurance papers. Okay, maybe it's not as exciting as car rolling into a lawyer's car. Fine, be that way. Oh, and thank you, Zachman. It's always good to have you here. It's always good to have all of you here, including Steven. He's the nuclear man. Let's hear what he's got up his sleeve.
It's not my fault. I didn't do my schoolwork because Tommy McDonald kept flicking my neck with his pencil. Then the teacher yelled at me when I told him to stop. And I didn't put the monster in my closet. I crawled in the bed next to Mom. She didn't wake up until Dad started yelling again. He said I was too old to be scared of monsters and smacked me around for crying. Mom didn't say anything. She didn't stop him. Before I left their room, their closet door opened. A big, fanged mouth smiled at me. I smiled back.
That's right. Don't mess with Steven. He'll get even. See, I made that rhyme. Okay. Thank you, Steven. Now let's talk a little bit with TJ. Unfortunately, the secret has been let out by an earlier story that he's from North Dakota. We were trying to keep it secret all this time. We don't want to reveal our secret lab up in North Dakota, generating 100-word stories. Eventually, we'll muscle out all novels and novellas, even short stories, possibly even sonnets. Victory will be ours.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, where one of our senators is stepping down, and I have to double-check because, it might be my turn. And this is anger management. Well, Carl had delivered about half his mail for the day. The rest was for Jeff, the IT guy on this floor. Jeff seemed to be lost in space, earbuds jammed in his ears. Naturally, Jeff ordered most of the packages, and while his workstation was arranged such that he could easily see Carl or anyone approaching from across the room, he was so engrossed. Hey! No response. Jeff! Nothing. Carl yanked an earbud from Jeff's ear. Last thing he or anyone there heard was the tiny earbud speaker repeating, "Don't kill! Don't kill! Don't kill!"
You know what, TJ? If you ran for Senate, I'd vote for you. And who cares if I don't live in North Dakota? I think they're paying people to move up there and vote. And then they freeze them for, well, a few months, because it's cold there. And then the spring thaw comes, or it's more like the summer thaw, as late as it comes. And then, well, I don't know the rest of it. They wiped my memory, and I've been left to wander. 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 Oh, next up is Justin, and he has a story for us. Amazing how people bring stories for us. It's not like this is a storytelling podcast or anything, right?
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here. I just want to plug something real quick. If you go to compassion365.com, that's podcasting for compassion. If you listen to the episodes for January 11th and 12th. I did those. Compassion 365 is dedicated to raising money for Compassion International. This started on January 1st, before the Haiti earthquake, but obviously if you donate now to Compassion International, a lot of that money will go to help that effort to help those in Haiti. You can join the cause on Facebook. It's either Compassion 365 or search for Podcasting for Compassion. You can find it on my profile, of course. I will have episodes on there later. It's called 365 because we plan on podcasting once a day for the entire year. So if it's something you want to help out with, you can definitely give me a message or contact John Wilkerson, who's running the show, and you can do an episode if that's something you would like to do. And here is my story for the topic, I Saw It Move. Jason slipped alone into the bed. Sleeping alone was normal, but he got the bed, not the couch, because his wife was away for 3 days at the Voodoo Conference. He'd enjoy his last peaceful night. He awoke, running his fingers through his wife's hair. His eyes flew open with realization. He looked down his arm and saw a thick mass of blonde hair. He cringed. His wife always left loose strands around the house. He'd clean house tomorrow. He screamed as the hair crawled up his arm. The screams turned into a gurgle as they tightened around his neck.
Thank you, Justin. Hey, that happened to me last night. Kind of weird. Okay, what are you guys doing? Oh, don't mess with that plastic bag. I need to do the litter boxes. That's actually what I do while the files render. I try to multitask. So what I do is while the long one plays, I do the litter boxes and listen, or I render it into MP3 format as I'm doing the litter boxes. That way, I'm not just sitting. Well, I'm kind of sick because I sit on the ground while doing them. Oh, never mind. Thank you, Justin. I should just shut up now. Next up is Norval Joe. You can normally find him at Great Heights, where I promised that I'd be sending stories, but I'm going to do one a month there. That's my promise. I will do that. And this next topic, I should be able to. Oh, well. Here is Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 195 with a prompt of I Saw It Move. Here's my story. The youths hid behind the bushes and peered across the lawn. I can't see leaving something like that lying around in plain sight, Olive shuddered. It's disgusting. Maybe, but I've heard those statues have magical abilities. One in the garden makes the plants grow better. Give me a break, Sven. I don't think it's a statue at all. Look, I just saw it move. It can't move, Olaf. It's just painted plastic. Well, they should have painted more clothes on it. It's nearly naked. Come on, let's get out of here. They put on their pointed red caps and crawled away. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. I just got the litter boxes done. I know what you people think. Yeah, why doesn't he make the midget do all the litter boxes while he does the podcast? Well, that's because the midget eats the cat turds. It's disgusting and horrible, albeit environmentally friendly. It's recycling, you know, and it saves on food. Speaking of the midget, he'll be reading Anima Zabaleta's story. She's a little busy right now, a little verklempt, as it will.
What is it, Billy? Hurry, I saw it move. Entering the dark room, Mom clicks on the light. What did you see, Billy? Over here in the corner, I saw it move. Easy now, champ. That's nothing but your clothes from yesterday. Mom leans down and opens a trap door near the bed. A tentacle reaches out, wrapping itself around the bedpost. Mom delivers 50,000 volts from a pink taser. The tentacle retracts quickly. Yelps of pain are heard. But if you don't cut out this nonsense, son, I will release the monsters from under your bed.
Aw, wasn't that sweet? There's nothing greater than a mother's love. Thank you, Anima. Finally, we'll wrap this show up with Planet Z, as we do most each and every week, because, well, by now you've probably hit the stop button, because you don't want to hear his story. It's repulsive, crude, insane, but it makes you think.
The dragon in that painting blinked its eyes, curls of smoke rising from its snout, growling. Then, that couple, the nice couple, you carried out of here, or what was left of them, he tried to eat them. I screamed at it. I yelled for it to stop. It didn't. I tried to pull them away. It knocked me down with a wing. Those poor nice people. Spending an afternoon in the art museum, looking at paintings. The dragon awakening, attacking them. No, it's not moving now. Of course not. It is fed. So sleeps.
And that's it for today's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 195, I Saw It Move. Thank you to everyone who sent in their stories this week. It was an interesting collection, to say the least. You can vote for your favorite stories in the poll at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And if you need background music for your stories, check out Guy David's site at guydavid.com. The topic for next week is kilt. I'll see you all tomorrow with the same old crazy stories that I write. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.